I met with a founder today that was gearing up for a really important meeting with a venture fund, and there was going to be a couple partners and a venture principal in the meeting. And she had already done some preparation, meaning she had a pretty prepared pitch deck and a financial model and the other things. And she was really asking, did I have any non-obvious tips or tricks to really make a difference in success for that meeting? And I had a couple of suggestions for her that I wanted to share with you. And the first one was to really think about the top three reasons that that fund should make an investment. In other words, if she only were able to communicate three reasons to invest and that was it, what would those three reasons be? And once those were identified, of course, they should be represented in the pitch deck, but maybe not just once in the pitch deck. If they really were one of the top three reasons to invest, they might need to be represented more than once somewhere in the pitch deck. And of course, they should be accentuated in the presentation, in answering certain questions, making sure to highlight those top three reasons. With doing that, I suggested to also think about the next three reasons. So not just the top three. Imagine after going through that exercise that you're given a reprieve. You actually can have six. What would the next three reasons to invest be? Those probably are also going to be somewhere in the pitch deck and accentuated, just not as aggressively as the top three. Now, when I'm talking about top three and next three, they probably are things like it might be the team, the experience and prior successful track record of the team. Maybe it's something about the market and how hot it is or how large the market is, how dynamic. It might be related to traction. Well, you know what it is about your business plan. What would the top three and next three reasons to invest be if you had to pick? The other tool that I suggested had to do with what I call hated questions. I ask her, what are two or three questions you really hope they don't ask? Either because you've got a weak response or an embarrassing response, or maybe there was something that didn't go well in the past that you'd really rather not come up. Yeah, rather than sweep those under the rug, I like to just list those out. I ask myself, what questions do I really hope I don't get asked during this meeting? And then I force myself to think of what is the best response. The best response usually has some truth to it. That's always good, is to speak the truth. And usually there's a reasonable explanation. And sometimes just being honest with something that royally failed in the past or went sideways, what you learned from that and how you've recovered and what the plans are in the future, hey, that's an honest answer. If it comes up, you can earn credibility by being honest and coming right at those hated questions. By the way, this concept of the hated questions is a tool that is often taught for press interview training. If you ever go through media training with a PR agency, they're probably going to train you to how to best answer these hated questions. So I hope you found this valuable and interesting, the concept of top three, next three, and hated questions in order to best prepare for an important investor meeting.